welcome to Uncovering Truth with Grace. Each week, Dr. Rose Schmidt shares one awe-inspiring story or concept on a journey of uncovering unique management and work-life experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Earlier today, I was in Target, and I came upon a display, and I stopped in my tracks. I literally almost burst in tears with joy. There was a display completely dedicated to Black History Month. Some of you listening may wonder, why does that matter? It means everything to be included in a space and an arena where that does not often happen. Almost 30 years ago, I moved to Minnesota and I worked at Target, the headquarters. And I recall being on a floor where no one looked like me. There were, I believe, about two people that looked like me in the whole building. And I recall asking someone, where are the people who look like me? And the person that responded said, they do not apply. Whether that was applicable or not, it was very disappointing to see. But I am so proud of Target and how things have changed over the years. And there is diversity, inclusion, and equality all around where individuals have the opportunity to express themselves, to be celebrated. And not just in Black History Month, but every day. As I continued to go around the display, there was a very bright yellow shirt, and it had the phrase, "And still I thrived." What a beautiful phrase. It's hard for some to thrive, especially in an arena where doors just simply do not open for that individual. Some might argue we all have the same opportunities. However, there are lived experiences that say otherwise. Hence the ability to use our voices and our actions and our words and deeds to create positive change. My hope is that we continue to strive to get to know people who may not look like we do, to step out on faith and meet someone, talk to them, ask questions, learn about other people's lived experiences instead of making assumptions, and move forward without judgment or dismissing the negative experiences of others who may be of a different ethnicity than we are. I also walked around Target and I got even more misty thinking about the last time I walked in that store with my son Giovanni. For those of you who are new to the podcast, my son took his life over a bad breakup about 16 months ago. And it has been a whirlwind. But sometimes I will walk in places or ride by something and it simply reminds me of him. So as I said today, walking in Target, it was one of Giovanni's favorite places. And we'd walk around and find items that he loved or we would talk about something. On one occasion when Giovanni and I were at Target together, I remember him treating walking in the store as therapy. Whenever something bad would happen, he just wanted to go in the store, look at Legos, or look at games, or whatever brought him joy. He just wanted to be in that store. Well, this particular time at school, he had been called the N-word more than 40 times. And I recall discussing this with some of the adults. Perhaps it's the music that the children listen to. Internally, I was thinking, it may be true that some children pick up bad habits from the music they listen to. However, often than not, it is their parents that they learn these negative behaviors from. It was devastating to Giovanni. He felt like he did not belong. And we had stopped down an aisle in the store and he wanted to buy a flat iron for his hair. Now, for those of you who don't know, Giovanni was biracial. He's half Italian, half Black. He already had curly hair. When he was born, his hair was blondish and he had blue eyes. And a couple of years later, his eyes turned a greenish color and his hair had a tiny bit of blonde, but it was primarily curly. So in order for him to use a flat iron on his hair, it would completely change the texture. He would look different. I said, Giovanni, you do not need to buy a flat iron. Be you, be yourself. People are going to either accept you for who you are or not. And he was adamant about getting this flat iron. He ended up getting a very small one. And I laugh so hard now at the memory of seeing him flat iron his hair. A couple of days later, he had washed all of that flat surface off and it went back curly, and he had never brought it up before. Yet I always wonder what really was going through his mind. I recall him telling me a times he simply did not feel like he belonged, much like I felt years ago when I walked into a setting that no one looked like me. So I say those stories to say, keep in mind, not just this month, but every single day, that there may be someone in your midst. They could be in your family, at your job. They could be your neighbor, and they may not believe you are inclusive of them. And perhaps you are. It just may be the aura that you're giving off. When I speak from the heart, and these are heartfelt scenarios that need to be addressed. And I am so thankful for each of you for giving me the platform to be able to discuss tough topics sometimes or taboo subjects. It is so relevant in our day and will continue to be for years to come. Verna Myers reminds us, diversity is being invited to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance. When you ponder over this quote, think about what your organization looks like, what your circle of friends look like. Imagine going to a party. Everyone's there. They're dancing, laughing. You're the only person standing in the corner and no one asks you to dance. It's a lonely place to be. And many experience this more than you may know, much like Giovanni when he experienced negative injustices in his school environment. May we strive to set an environment as Target has done and show that diversity and inclusion does matter. Ask yourself the tough questions. Am I contributing to the problem? What does my circle of friends look like? How is my board structured? What about the people I hire? Is there an inclusion of a diverse amount of people? Is your leadership team reflective of diversity and inclusion? There are times when a person may peruse your website and they see only one gender or one ethnicity, and it is a cause for pause. Will this environment be one that includes me? Perhaps I'm a woman and I want to work in a male-dominated environment. And if they've never considered the possibility of having a different gender amongst their leadership team, what environment am I actually walking into? Those are the type of assessments that need to be done. When we are assessing ourselves and our organizations, remember, diversity and inclusion goes far beyond race, gender, and ethnicity. We also want to be mindful of differences in religion, education, age, national origin, sexual orientation, language, someone's marital status, physical appearance. These aspects are different for each individual. We don't have to agree with every person we encounter. However, it is humanity to treat them with dignity and respect. And create an opportunity to manifest diversity and inclusion. With that being said, may we all strive to create opportunities to demonstrate diversity and inclusion matters. Have a wonderful Truth with Grace Thursday. Until next time.